Today's daf is daf vav in Masechet Nazir. And let's go back to daf hey amid beis. On daf hey amid beis, we saw that the Mishnah said if a person says, I'm a Nazir, without explaining for how long, whether it's a certain period of time, it's just that I'm a Nazir, period. So then the Mishnah says it's 30 days. Now the Gemara had an argument between Rav Masna and Bar Pida, whether it really means that the Nazirus is 30 days or the Nazirus is 29 days. And what's the source? Either the fact that the Torah says, Kadosh Yihyeh, he will be Kadosh. Yihyeh in Gematria is 30. So Yud is 10, He is 5, Yud is 10, and He is 5. So 5 plus 10 plus 5 plus 10, it's a total of 30. So Kadosh Yihyeh, he should be a Nazir for 30 days. That's one possibility. The other possibility, the possibility of Bar Pida, is that if you look in Parshas Naso, how many times the word Nazir is mentioned, it's mentioned 29 days. Now, even though, 29 times, even though some of those times the word Nazir is needed for different drashos, like we learned 2 days ago, the words Nazir Lahazir, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir teach that even wine of mitzvah becomes prohibited. We learned that nazir lehazir, that yesh nazirus salgabi nazirus, and nazirus can fall on top of another nazirus. But Bar Pida said, since some of those terms, nazir, the 29 of them, are not needed for drasha, so those are obviously only there to tell you how many times or how many days there is an astam nazirus. So since some of them are only for the lesson of how lengthy astam nazirus is, all of them get added into figuring out how long astam nazirus is, and therefore astam nazirus is 29 days. So astam nazirus is either 29 days or it is 30 days. And that was what we had till this point. And now the Gemara is trying to prove from different sources who's right. So for example, the Gemara says, well, our Mishnah said Stam Nazirus is 30 days. That seems to be against Bar Pida, who said that it's 29. So the Gemara said, well, on the 29th day, that's the day that on the 30th day, that's the day when he brings his karbanos, that's the day when he cuts off his hair. So since in the beginning of the 30th day he was a Nazir, that's what the Mishnah says, that the Stam Nazirus was 30 days, because it goes on to the 30th day. Then the Gemara said, what about a Braisa that says that if a person said, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, then he cuts his hair on day 31. According to this, he should be cutting his hair on day 30. So the answer is, once he said 30 days, he meant 30 full days. 30 full days, then he has to wait till day 31. The same way, if he would have said 45 days, it would be 45 days. So 30 full days, so he's made it longer than just the 29 days of Astam Nazirus.
Rabbi, is it a problem making it longer, like 31?
No. No, you can make it as long as you want.
Shorter would be a problem.
Well, see, you can even make it shorter, but certainly you can make it longer. Yeah, you have to explain how long it is. Let's start in the middle of Hey Amid Beis. We're in the middle of Hey Amid Beis. We'll start again. Tznan, we learned in a Mishnah. Misha Amar, Areini Nazir. A person who says, behold, I am a Nazir. Mekaleach Yom Shloshim Yechad. So he cuts his hair and he brings his karbanos on day 31. So that sounds like Rav Masna. So Bishmul Rav Masna, Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it works very well. Because the Torah says, Kadosh Yiyeh, Yiyeh equals 30. So he's a Nazir for 30 days. El Bar Pida. But according to Bar Pida, that if he just said he's a Nazir, it's for 29 days. And he said, Areini Nazir, behold, I'm a Nazir. So Kashya, so now we have a problem. Amalcha Bar Pida. Bar Pida will tell you, Eima Seifa. We'll read also the end of the Mishnah. Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim. If he cut his hair on the 30th day, Yatza, he's Yotze. So Ela Seifa Misayele. So the end of that Mishnah, which says that if he said already Nazir, if he cut his hair on the 30th day, he's okay. That's like Rav. That's like Bar Pida. But it's only 29 days. So what about the Reisha, where it said if he said Areni Nazir, he should wait for day 31? Reisha, in the beginning, is to say the following. That since he said Areni Nazir, Nasa Ka'omer Shleimim. It's as if he said, I said I'm a Nazir for 30 full days. In other words, if he's on day 30, we tell him, you know what, don't cut your hair today. Cut your hair tomorrow. Why? Because if he cuts his hair today on day 30, when he had said Hareini Nazir, next month he's going to say, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yomim Shleimim. I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days. And again, he's going to cut his hair on day 30. So he's going to get himself into a bad habit. So because we don't want him to get into a bad habit, we encourage him to cut his hair on day 31. But that's why the Mishnah ends by saying if he happened to cut his hair on day 30, it would be okay, b'di'evet, because really the Naziris is 29 days. So the Gemara now asks, well, if that's the way you read the Mishnah, the Rav Masna Kasha Sefer, Rav Masna says that his Stam Naziris is 30 days, so he has a problem with the end of the Mishnah. Why, if he cut his hair on day 30, did it work? Savar Rav Masna holds, Mitzvah Sayom Kekula. Really, you have to have 30 days. When you had part of the 30th day, part is like the whole. So it's already you had 30 days. So now the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned further in that Mishnah, Daf Tezayin, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If a person though says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, Im Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatza. If he cut his hair on the 30th day, he's not Yotze. Now according to Rav Masna, even on the 30th day, once he had a little bit of the 30th day, mitzvah sayom kikulo, it's like the whole day, and therefore he should be yotze even when he cut his hair on the 30th day. Answer the Gemara, Ba'omer Shleiman. That's what he said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days. If he said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days, so then already he can't cut his hair on the 30th day because of part of the 30th day. He said, 30 full days. So part of the 30th day is not yet 30 full days. He has to wait till the end of the 30 full days. And then he can cut his hair. It's not really in a Mishnah. Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris. Person who accepted upon himself to be a Nazir twice. In other words, he said, behold on me, there will be two terms of Naziris. Megaleach es harishona yom shloshim v'yecha. He should cut his hair for the first one on day 31. And the second one is on day 61. 31 days later.
62.
This would be 62. No. Day 31, he cut his hair. Then he starts. Then it starts growing again.
I'm saying we cannot go with the kolayom yomat.
That's only at the end of the Naziris. But he can start his Naziris in the afternoon.
After
would count.
In every time he starts, because
that's when you usually accept vows.
That's the
maybe. Okay. So it's day 61. So the Mishnah says he cuts his hair on day 31, and the second Naziris ends on day 61. So Bishmal Rav Masna, now according to Rav Masna, says that there are 30 days in Naziris, we understand. In 30 days of Naziris, on day 31, he cuts his hair. Okay? El Bar Pida, but according to Bar Pida, Kasha, why is he cutting his hair on day 31? He should cut his hair on day 30. Amlocha Bar Pida, so Bar Pida says again, Eima Seifa, read the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'im Gila Chazarishon Liyom Shloshim. If he cut his hair the first time on the 30th day, so then fine, then he can cut his hair on day 60. So you see he's Yotze by cutting the hair on day 30. So the end of this Mishnah is a proof to Rav Bar Pida that it's really only 29 days. That's why b'di'evet he could cut his hair on the 30th day. Now what's he going to do with the Reish that said l'chatchila he should cut his hair on the 31st day? Reisha will be Biomer Shlosh Shleimim. The Reisha is that since he said, I'm a Nazir, they said, Lechatchila, you should cut your hair on day 31, because we don't want you to get into the habit of cutting your hair on day 30, because if you get into the habit of cutting your hair on day 30, then maybe when you said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days, you'll also cut your hair on day 30.
Rabbi, does he also have to do the three korbanot on day 30, or is that even the postponed?
Yeah, no, he brings, so to cut his hair, he has to bring all the korbanot.
They don't even talk about that.
That's part of cutting the hair, is also bringing the korbanos.
Right after, right, Rabbi?
No, the hair is cut as part of the last korban, because the hair is to cut, right, and then it's put in the fire, which is cooking the shlamim. It's cut in the Beis HaMikdash. It's part of the service.
Rabbi, they should have brought Trump to negotiate for them, you know.
The Nazir.
The art of negotiations right there are from 29 and a half days, not 30 days, I'm negotiating.
He's got a lot of hair.
We cut half of your hair and the other half 29 and a half days.
You cannot negotiate.
I don't know. And Obama comes to Salam Aleikum. No way. All right.
So, one second, Ulu Rav Masa. So, now that we've explained how Bar Pidah deals with this Mishnah, Elechatchila should cut his hair on day 31 because of the Gzeira, the situation where he says, I'm Nazir for 30 full days. Okay, we understand this part of the Mishnah. But B'di'evet, he can cut his hair on the 30th day. So Rav Masna, now according to Rav Masna, Kashya Seifa. So we have a problem. What do we do with this Mishnah? So I'm Lachar Rav Masna will tell you, why could you cut your hair by the Evan on the 30th day? Kediktani Seifa, because as it'll say in the end of that Mishnah, Yom Shloshim, Ola Lakan, Ulakan. That the 30th day is both the end of the first Nazirus, and it counts as the first day of the second Nazirus. So one second. So what's the Chiddush? So Mayhi Mixus Hayom Kekulo, that part of the day is already considered the full day. Part of the 30th day is already the 30th day. So Ha'amra Chada Zimna, you already said that at the beginning of the Mishnah. You already taught us that halacha once. Like my answer is, now the time you would have thought to say Animuin Chadun Nazirus. Maybe you say Mikzayom Kekulo in regards to being that the end of the Nazirus, the beginning of the 30th day, is like the whole 30th day. Avalish Day Nazirus Lo, but that the same day could be, part of it could be the full day of one, and part of it could be the full day of the next, that you can break it up into half, that not. So Kamashman, it's the Chiddush that, yes. Now, we learned in a Mishnah later.
Rabbi, here they only talk about hair. Now, how about the drinking?
Same thing.
So,
okay. Tonight, we learned in a Mishnah. Im Gilach. Yom Shishim Chaser Echad. If a person cut his hair of the second Nazirus, not on day 61, but on the 60th day, Yatza, he's Yotzei B'dieved. Because the 30th day can count both for the first Nazirus and for the second Nazirus. According to Rav Masna, I understand why the Mishnah had to spell it out. The 30th day can count both for the first Nazirus and the second Nazirus. You can say on the same day, Miktsas for this and Miktsas for that. I understand why we needed to say it. El Bar Pidah. But according to Bar Pidah, the Nazirus is really only 29 days. So, Amalie, so what do I need this reason? Of course he can cut his hair on the 30th day, I'm sorry, 60th day, because really, when he took on himself two Nazirios, the time for him to cut his hair was day 30, and then he has 29 days, so the next time, day 60, will again be the time for him to cut his hair. Here it says if he cut on day 60.
That's what it says in the
Gemara. Okay, right. Day 59, that's right. He cuts himself at 59. It should be okay. Ha'amar shloshim chaser echad. According to Bar Pidah, really the first term of Nazirus was only 29 days. So he cut his hair off on the 30th day. So then 29 days later, he should be able to cut. So Amar Lacha, so Bar Pidah will tell you, Ana namya ha'samchi. That, in fact, was my source. My source, that a Nazirus is 29 days, is from this Mishnah. which says that the 30th day can count for both. And that starting on the 30th day, you already started your second Aziros. 30th day is already the beginning of the second Aziros. That's the first. 31st is the second. And then when you get to the 59th day, you can cut your hair. Another question. Tanami Nitana Mishnah, Mishamarini Nazir, a person who says, I'm a Nazir, Nitmar Yom Shloshim, if he becomes Tame on the 30th day, so Sura Sako, that ruins everything. He has to redo all of his Nazirus. Okay? Bishlamar Av Masna, who says that the Nazirus is 30 days, Nicha, makes sense. It's the 30th day, he hasn't completed his Nazirus yet. He became Tame, it's all rejected. El Bar Pida, but according to Bar Pida, so now 1 second, why should being Tame on the 30th day ruin everything? He already finished his Nazirus. Kasha, he became Tame after his Nazirus was over. Amalcha Bar Pida, so Bar Pida will tell you. Ema Seif, but read the end of that Mishnah, which is a proof to me that Nazirus is 29 days, because the end of the Mishnah was, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Rebbe Eliezer says, Eino Soser Elo Shiva. He became Tame on the 30th day. So he's got a 7-day problem because he's Tame. He can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash, so he has to become Tahar with the ashes of Parah Aduma that need to be sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7. Then on day 8, he's Tahar. Okay? So on day 8, he's going to go into the Beis HaMikdash with his Karbanos. Now, since he hasn't brought his Karbanos yet, he still has to continue with his Nazirus because he can't cut his hair till it's part of the Shlamim ritual. So it's only a delay of 7 days, Rebbe Eliezer says. Now, if you're gonna say that we need 30 full days, and now on part of the Nazirus days there was Tumah. So Nistar Kulu. So then we should say that all the days are knocked out, and we are now in a situation of having to restart. Why would Rebbe Eliezer think that it's finished? Savar. So the Gemara gives the same answer. It's not a kashin Rav Masna. Rav Masna will tell you. Savar Rav Elazar mixes a yom kakulo. Rav Elazar holds that part of the day is already the full day. So that's Rav Elazar holds that since on the 30th day he became Tamei, he already had part of the 30th day. Once he had part of the 30th day, he had 30 days. So now he became Tamei. Doesn't knock out the whole Nazirus. It only requires him to wait 8 days, 7 days, and then bring the karbanos. Yeah, question?
Shouldn't we be, because it's a halakha, right? Shouldn't we be strict, like,
good,
when it says, you know, Sukkot is 7 days, we're very strict,
right,
and we extend it to make sure in an hour.
Yeah.
So here it says, you know, it's 30, so we should be strict and say it should be 30 full days.
Interesting question, but apparently this is part of the Chiddush. The Mixas Hayom is the whole day. That's an amazing thing. Part of the day is considered the whole day.
But not for Shabbos or Yom Tov.
Not for Shabbos, but for Avelos.
But Avelos, right, is 1 day.
Right.
So we're not strict because the Rabbah, the Chachamim added the week, right?
True. Yeah, it's an interesting point.
So, but here we should be strict.
You'd think, but apparently not, right? That's an interesting point. Yeah, question.
I'm sorry. I'm continuing the question of to the different. Every time that we have to be korban,
right,
Tumah, Nidah, etc., we always fulfill the 7 day or the whatever day, and the korban just being given in the night of the 7th, mean on the 8th. So how, here we have a korban of Nazir. Why is this not going with the same shita of all the other? And not, it's not an issue of korbanot, an issue of tameh, nidah, halve, etc. If they say 7 days, it's never, it's always full 7 days.
But apparently, the part of that 30th day is the day. So you had the full 30 days, because part is considered the whole. It's at kekulo.
You can do it in nidah too. Why not? Tumah.
We don't do it there. Now, they're not. Right, it's an interesting question, okay, but they're not.
It sounds like they've been liberal about this.
I tried to help you, Robert. I'm sorry. Roger, I can't. I appreciate it.
Now we learned in the Mishnah, Haromer, Harani, Nazir, Meyayom. If a person says, I'm a Nazir for 100 days, Nitmayomeya, if he became tummy on the 100th day, Sosra Sako. He has to redo the whole thing. Rabbi Lezer says, no, he only needs another 30 days. Now, one second. If you're right with Masna, then according to Belezer, part of the day is already the whole day. So now, once he's on the 100th day, part of it should be the whole day. Now that he becomes Tame, Nistar Shiva, she only have 7 days. And if he doesn't hold Mixa Sayom Kekulo, and since he said 100 days, he hasn't yet completed his Nazirus, so then what's this idea of 30 days? Lister Kulu, once he becomes Tame on the 100th day, so he became Tame while he was a Nazir, the whole thing should be rejected. He should have to redo the whole 100. So the Gemara says, Leola Mili Rebbe Lezer holds, Lo Amin Mixas Hayom Kekula. We don't say part of the day is like the whole day. Ihachi, if so, Listar Kulu, let it reject the whole thing, because while he was a Nazir, he became Tame. Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish answered, Hainu Tam Rebbe Lezer, this is the reasoning of Rebbe Lezer, Amar Kar, because the Pasuk says, Zos Toras HaNazir, this is the law of the Nazir, Yom Melos Yemei Nizro, on the day of completion of the days of his Nazirus, Yav Yoso Pesach Ol Mord, who should bring his carbon. HaTorah Amr, the Torah said, Nitma Biyom Melos, if he became Tame on the day that completes his Nazirus, Tein Lo Toras Nazir, give him the Torah of Nazirus. In other words, what is a typical Nazirus? 30 days. So if he became, the Torah here says, Zos Torah sa Nazir, who gets the Torah of Nazir, who gets the chapter of Nazirus? The person who became Tameh biyom melos yimei Nizro, who became Tameh on the day of the completion of his Nazirus. So if he became Tameh on the 100th day, then he has another 3 days. 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer.
No,
we're saying this is Rabbi Lezer, it's Rabbi Lezer's view. So the Gemara now asks, maybe this machlokes of Rav Masna, who says it's 30 days, and Bar Pado says the Stam Nazirus is 29 days, Kitanai is really a machlokes amongst the Tanaim. The Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro, all the days of the Neder of his Nazirus, Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho, there shouldn't be a razor on his head, Ad Melos Hayam Masher Yazir LaHashem, until the days are complete, until they are filled, that he is going to dedicate to Hashem. Shomani miut yamim shnai. Until the days. So I would think it's 2 days. Talmud Loma, that's what the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yiyeh, Gadol Pera, that he will be holy, growing his hair wild. Ein Gidul Seyar, Pachos Mishloshim. So therefore, if it talks about growing hair, it can't be that Nazirus is 2 days. Because the whole point of Nazirus is Kadosh Yiyeh, is to be holy. Gadel Pera, grow wild, grow the hair to a significant growth. If it's 2 days, it didn't grow to a significant growth. So it has to be more than 2 days. It must be at least 30 days. Ein Gidul Seyar Pachos Mishloshim. So, to grow hair is at least 30 days. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. And apparently he's learning it from the word Yiyah, which is 30. Rabbi Yonas and Omer, Eino Tzarech, I don't need the Pasuk Kadosh Yiyah. Shareyu Omer, the Pasuk says, Ad Melos Hayamim, that he has to be a Nazir until he fills the days. Elu Hein Yam Shetzichim Lamalos. What are days that sometimes you need to fill? A month. Because sometimes you have a month of 29 days, and you have to fill it with the 30th day. Have Yomer Shloshim. So that's 30 days. So, my lab. So what does it mean? Rav Masna da'amah. Rav Masna says, 30 days, that's Kirab Yoshia. That's like Rav Yoshia, who learns from the word Yiyah that it's 30 days. Bar Pido said it's 29 days. It's Kribiona's son. He's like Kribiona's son who says, Ad Melos Hayamim, till you fill in days. The month is really 29 days, and you fill in the 30th day. Amalachar Rav Masna will tell you, no, Nazirus is 30 days. L'kuli alma shloshim b'in. And everybody agrees you need 30 full days. V'acha ba'ad v'ad b'chlal pligi. Here the argument is, when we say until, do we mean up until, or do we mean until including the thing that we said until that? Rabbi Yoshi savar ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So since it says ad malos, it's not including the day of malos. So that's why you had to learn from the word yiyeh that it's 30. However, Rabbi Yonasan savar, since it said ad malos, and ad v'ad b'chlal, whenever it says ad, it includes that thing that it's up until, that it's until. So therefore, ad malos, till the day that fills in, till the 30th day. Well, there would be Miktsas Hayom, but the question is just: why? Do you darshin the word Yiyeh, or do you not need the word Yiyeh? Just the words Ad Malos already teach you 30 days, because Malos, the day of filling in, is certainly the 30th day. That's the day that fills in the month. And what does it mean Ad Malos? Up and including the 30th day, or until the 30th day? So if it's not including the 30th day, you need a different pasuk Yiyeh to say 30 days.
If you're completely bald, could you be a Nazir?
Yeah. It just can't cut anything. A little buff, a little fuzz. Yeah. What are the days you need to fill in? It must be 30 because you fill in a month. Why don't you say that a malos is a complete term of a week? A week? So my answer is Shabbos, Mi'ika Chasirusa. When you count the week, are you filling anything in? Every week is a full 7 days. But when you count a month, the month is really 29 and a half days. That's what it takes to fill in. So you're filling in days. Ve'ema Shana. So maybe Malos is a whole year, and in Nazira should be a whole year. So my answer is, Mi menin and liomi is a year, a function of days. For Rabbana de Kesar Yamri, but we know that we learned this back in Maseches Shoshana. The Rabbanan of Caesarea explained, Minayin shein monin yom l'shanim. How do we know that when we have years, it's not 365 days? You don't count days for a year. Shenemar l'chad she'ashana. The pasuk says to the months of the year. The year is all about months. And chadashim achashim l'shanim. You calculate months to produce a year. For lo yamim l'shanim, you don't calculate days to produce a year. So a year doesn't have a malos. It's not when it's filled in with days.
You start in the middle of the month. You end at that end of that month.
No, you have to have a full month.
Right, full month in the end. But if you start in the middle, you
still have to have a full month.
So you're adding on 15 days. Let's
Have a full 30 days.
Okay.
So Rabbi, when you said Moshe Bar Avraham, you know, did the time.